Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Well, are you enjoying the day so far, the service so far? Come on, wave if, you know, you kind of getting something from here. My name is Emmanuel. I'm one of the pastors here. And it is my privilege to kind of bring the word on this special day. Recently, I started developing a passion for gardening. Gardening. So I built myself. Oh, come on. Don't put the slide on yet. I don't need the slide yet. Come on. So don't bring the slides. You're going to bring in when I ask. So I started developing a passion for gardening, and I built myself four vegetable beds. Nicely good. And I started growing some vegetables. A lot of sort of vegetables. And not long after that, I started discovering something. Now, on one of the vegetable beds, I've got cabbage, cauliflower, and broccoli. Now, can we have the slide one, please? So this is how the beds one looks like. Now, they started really well, and when I kind of started, I put a net around it. And every time I want to water it, I've got to remove the net, and it becomes very hard. So I got rid of the net. No good. Don't do that. Especially for cabbage. And so soon after, I discover that the leaves are being ruined. So can you see the leaves there? And one morning, I kind of got close and start investigating, and then I start discovering caterpillars. Stay on that, don't move. And I start discovering caterpillars on everywhere on that bed. I say, stay on that. Come on. You keep ruining my surprise. Bring it now. Okay, you've done it. Okay, bring it. All right, let's see the caterpillars. So these creatures, creepy, they start ruining and destroying my crop.
Oh.
Not so good. Not good at all. Some of the morning, I would go and look at it and find, you know, big caterpillars and green because they spend the whole night eating, fattening themselves on my cabbage. And, you know, not so good. But today we are celebrating baptism. We are celebrating baptism. Baptism is not just a religious bath. Somebody say we're going to be dumped in that water. It is not just a religious bath. It is a public declaration of something radical that took place in people's lives. It is an inward transformation that radiates outward. These amazing people share their testimonies about how God's pull them through from some place and start a new journey with them. This service, though, is not just about those who are being baptized today. No, it is an invitation for every single one of us. So if you are here today and you're wondering, what is all of this about? You're wondering, baptism, there is a tank. What is going to happen? This service is for you. You can remove the slide for now. This service is about you, because God wants to do something in your life. But these people, God had, he took them from a point where they are desperately needing for something, some change, some transformation in their life, and God stepped in. And now we see grown-up people standing in front of us, sharing their testimonies with joy, emotion, tears, and we can ask ourselves, how can this happen? How can grown-up people share testimony with tears, joy, happiness, and gratitude to God, unashamed about what God wants to do in their life, but filled with the Holy Spirit and ready to embrace whatever God has in store for them? How come? How come? How come? The Bible called this the new creation. The new creation. The new creation. Something has happened to these people. Something has happened. And I'm going to tell you about this process that started with these creepy creatures crawling on my vegetable beds and ruining every crop. But, you know, you'll be happy to know that I'm fighting back. I'm fighting back. I'm fighting back. But can I have the next slide? Can I have the next slide? Now, there's something that calls metamorphosis. A creepy creature, butterfly, started from just a tiny egg. A tiny egg, and progress and develop into caterpillar. A creature that live on leaves, on dirt, and grow very slow and spend its life there. No, it doesn't. But all of a sudden, something happened. That creature goes into a time of chrysalis, or something called maybe hibernation, or total death to self. Caterpillar cannot fly simply by trying harder. It can't. It cannot go to a caterpillar flight school or patch wings on its back and fly to the sky and enjoy sky. It can't. Caterpillar can't enjoy the beauty of the other side of the world, or of the garden, of the beauty of the nature that God created simply by trying hard. It can't. It can't enjoy any goodness other than where the dirt that he is used to. But something has to happen. Something had to happen. To experience sky, its entire nature has to change. To experience the beauty of God, his entire nature has to change. To experience the beauty of what God has created, the purpose God has for him or for it, He had to go through a complete transformation. His entire nature has to change. It must enter the chrysalis, die to old form, and emerge completely undone and remade as a butterfly. Let's see the butterfly. It is beautiful. Oh my goodness. There are many type of butterfly that you can see. Yesterday I was sitting in my garden and I had to be chasing the butterfly. I love butterfly, but I had to, because they're laying the egg, but I could see the beauty. Yeah. I told you I'm fighting against that. But look, the beauty of God revealed. Now that creature emerged from something that is ugly, creepy, and emerged into something beautiful. The Bible said that if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. The old has gone. Now the new has come. Hallelujah. Change and transformation happen when you come to Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, something good is in store for you. Something beautiful is in store for you. He has a purpose that you have not experienced. The Bible says that things that eyes cannot see, your understanding cannot comprehend, hearts cannot perceive, those are the things that God has in store for us. Do you want to know him? Without him, there's no way you experience the beauty of heaven. Just like caterpillar turning into butterfly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we come to Jesus, he doesn't just patch up the old nature. No. When we come to Jesus, he doesn't just kind of fix the old nature and, you know, oh no, this one is not good. Let's remove it and patch the other one. And no, when we come to Jesus, he doesn't do that. He gives you a brand new nature, a brand new self. Hallelujah. Something beautiful. Something, how come Gemma come sit here? And she said, those who knew me before, they see something, someone different. Completely different. If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has gone. Here come the new. To those being baptized, you are declaring that you belong to Jesus. You are declaring that you belong to him, and we celebrate the new creation God has made in you. Oh, God has made you to be. You are going to discover God's purpose for your life. You are going to discover this beautiful. Safi, I've been praying for you. And I see beauty, the beauty. I see, in fact, you know, if I was in other setting, but, you know, look, what God is giving you a new name. God is giving you a new name. God is giving you Esther. Esther means favor. Cherish. God is giving you a new name. Because he has a new purpose, brand new one, beautiful for you. Preserve. Let the old go and embrace. Something beautiful, glorious, big is coming after you. Out of you. Hallelujah. And every single one of you, every single one of you, Paul, you saying, you know, I'm falling apart, but inside is tight. Yes, but the beauty that starts from inside is going to come out. He's in the business to fix your body. To everyone here watching at home, this is for you as an island. The invitation isn't just for these people. You know, there was a religious man, you know, he even an insider, but not saved. You can be in church, you can be inside, but not saved. Hallelujah. Don't let this day pass you. This is a beautiful day. This is your day. Amen. He went to Jesus and asked, what can I do to be born again, to be saved? Jesus said, you got to be born again. And born again, be born again, become a jargon, a Christian jargon. Simply, what we say here is invite Jesus into your life. Give your life to Jesus. Simply. And this is the day for you. I just want to implore you. Don't let this day pass. Today is the day of salvation. Maybe you spent. This is the day of salvation. Jesus offers something new, brand new, a total, ultimate reset for you. A brand new you. You can try hard. Try to fix yourself. Try to do things. You can try hard, but you will not succeed. Only Jesus. The Bible says that for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes must not perish, but have the eternal life. Do you want to give your life to Jesus today? I just want to ask, can we close our eyes in respect for one another? Let's close our eyes. And if you want to receive Jesus for the first time, you want to say yes to Jesus. Or you've been a Christian and you've lost your way at some point and you want to come back home, just raise your hand and I want to see who you are. Every eyes closed, please, in respect for those, everybody. Raise your hand if you want to say yes to Jesus for the first time. And I will know whom am I praying to or for. Raise your hand if you want to say yes to Jesus. There's one hand. Thank you, I've seen your hand. Two, I've seen your hand. You can put it down again. Thank you so much. Is there anybody else? This is the day of salvation. Anybody else want to say yes to Jesus? He want to give you a new life. He want to turn you into a butterfly. Something beautiful. He want you to enjoy eternal life with him. Raise your hand. One last chance. Free. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You can put your hand on us in your hand. Thank you. Anybody else? Very quickly. If you are online, please, somebody is following up, indicate who you are, and we would contact you, pray for you. For those who raised their hand, I just want to say, Lord Jesus, thank you for drawing this people to you. You know them and you knew them and you have set this day beautiful to encounter them. Lord Jesus, come into their hearts. Be their Savior and Lord. Lead them from now on in Jesus' name. Amen. For those who raise their hand, I am going to talk to you at the end of the service. Please, I know who you are. Don't go without having a word with me. Thank you. God bless.